A complex storm system getting organized in the upper Great Lakes will move into the region today, intensify as it moves to the mid-Atlantic coast, and then stall out off the New England coast for a day or two before finally moving out of the region by the weekend. Upper-level energy moving across the southern Great Lakes will form a closed mid- and upper-level low-pressure system along the mid-Atlantic coast today. Some showers have already moved through the region, and more will rotate through from time to time, so be sure to grab the umbrella on your way out the door this morning. The day won't be a total washout by any means, as showers will be more isolated to scattered as the day progresses, with some areas seeing plenty of dry time and perhaps even a touch of sunshine peeking out from time to time. Showers will be more persistent along the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley. High temperatures will climb into the mid and upper 50s for the day as well. The showers will remain scattered overnight with areas of fog forming and lows in the mid and upper 40s. Showers remain in the forecast for Wednesday, but again will be more scattered in nature with high temperatures in the low and mid 50s. While the storm churns away off the New England coast, the threat of showers and some heavier periods of rain will increase later in the day Wednesday, with the heaviest rain likely overnight and during the first half of the day on Thursday. Bands of rain will be rotating in from the Atlantic and could bring 1 to 2 inches for some areas during that time period, with the heaviest rain mainly across northern New England and possibly portions of southern Vermont, western Massachusetts, and northwest Connecticut, with a secondary bullseye in the upslope areas of the eastern Catskills. The low will finally begin to move away from the region on Friday, allowing for a sprawling area of high pressure to build in just in time for the weekend, with quickly clearing skies overnight into Saturday and sunny skies all the way through the weekend and into the beginning of next week. A southerly breeze will develop as well. That'll help to push temperatures into the 60s over the weekend and into next week too. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Isolated thunderstorms are possible over parts of the interior west, western and southern Texas, southern portions of the Florida Peninsula, and parts of the northeast and middle Atlantic region. An amplified flow field aloft is forecast to continue today, as a western U.S. trough moves quickly east-northeastward across the Intermountain region, while a closed low evolves and shifts southeastward out of the Great Lakes toward the mid-Atlantic area. In between, a sharp ridge will prevail across central portions of the country. A sign from thunder potential across both southern Texas and southern Florida, where a tropical air mass is scheduled to linger through the period. Deep convection this period is forecast to be associated with the two main and aforementioned upper-level troughs. In the west, showers and scattered storms are forecast to develop during the afternoon from the northern Rockies southward to Arizona, New Mexico, and western Texas, gradually diminishing after sunset. In the east, showers and scattered thunderstorms are expected from southern New England into the Middle Atlantic region. In all areas, severe weather is not expected. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Monday of 11 degrees at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, to a high Monday of 96 at El Centro Nas in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 4 p.m. It'll be cloudy with a high in the mid and upper 60s and a south wind around 5 miles an hour. In Boston, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 60 and an east wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, showers with a high in the mid-50s and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 81 set in 1979. Normal minimum temperature is 38 degrees with a record of 17 set in 1972. Sunrise and sunset data for today, October the 21st. Sunrise at 7:16 a.m. and sunset will come at 6:03 p.m. For tomorrow, October the 22nd, sunrise at 7:17 a.m. and sunset at 6:02 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Showers likely today with highs in the mid-50s and a northeast wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely mainly in the evening, though, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, showers likely today with highs in the mid-60s and an east wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the upper 40s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, showers today with highs in the mid-50s and an east wind around 5 miles an hour. Showers likely tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, showers likely today with highs in the upper 50s and an east wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, showers likely today with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, periods of showers, temperatures in the low and mid-50s. Thursday, some rain, including some heavier rain from time to time, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Friday, more showers, temperatures in the low and mid-50s. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs in the mid-50s to near 60. And Monday, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the low and mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.